Britain's EU referendum campaign turned to a farce today as Leave and Remain campaigners clashed on London's River Thames. Now, it was an eye-catching stunt, but there was more serious stuff being slung around in Parliament. Finance Minister George Osborne said that he would immediately raise taxes and cut spending if UK voters take the country out of Europe. And with only 8 days until the vote, the country appears to be sailing into some uncharted waters.
As the crusade known as Brexit sails into its final week, British fishermen took their campaign to leave the EU to the high seas. A flotilla of vessels steamed up the River Thames to protest the EU's fishing quotas. Campaigners say the local industry has been left unable to chart its own course.
The common fisheries policy is based on a principle of equal access to a common resource. That's the legal wording. And what that means is the United Kingdom owns the biggest resource, therefore we have to share what is ours with everybody else. And that's it.
But musician and philanthropist Bob Geldof, part of a group of Remain supporters, joined the war of words by attacking the UKIP leader.
Britain has the second largest quota for fish in Europe after Denmark. You're a fraud, Nigel!
Safe on dry land, Britain's finance minister upped the ante with a dire warning that he'd have to introduce an emergency budget with tax hikes and spending cuts worth £30 billion if Britain left the EU.
Legislating for the kind of measures required to tackle a large structural deficit takes time, and Britain would need to get on with it. Now, you can do it by raising taxes, you can do it by cutting spending. Almost certainly, you'd have to do both.
In Parliament, the opposition vowed to block the move.
We would oppose any post-Brexit austerity budget, just as we have opposed any austerity budget put forward by this government.
But Prime Minister David Cameron said a vote to leave would cut a massive hole in public coffers.
And nobody wants to have an emergency budget. Nobody wants to have cuts in public services. Nobody wants to have tax increases. But I would say this, there's only one thing worse than not addressing a crisis in your public finances, than addressing it through a budget, and that is ignoring it.
With the Brexit referendum next Thursday, both sides of the debate are hoping they'll manage to knock the wind out of each other's campaigns and set sail to victory.